Welcome to Talk of the Town. I'm Sherry Gibson, and today I'm joined in studio by Rachel Ahrens. Rachel is a nurse with FHN in the Complex Care Division as Complex Care Manager, right, Rachel?
That's right.
Okay, tell me what that means.
Okay, so I'm really glad for it to be on your show today and to talk about this program because it's really close to my heart. The Complex Care Program is a way that we can case manage individuals and really work with them to find out what their goals are, whether it is having more energy to play with the grandkids or just being able to live at home longer. We find out what their goals are and then help them achieve them. And we can do that in so many different ways. We can help them navigate the healthcare system, which can get really complicated. We can do that by going to doctor's appointments with them. We can go to their homes and help them sort their medications, make sure everything is right. We can work with their providers, whether it's their doctor, their nurse practitioner, and create a care plan specific for them. And then we also help them get connected with some of the amazing agencies we have in our community so that they can have the resources that they need for their best life. Because really, once our basic needs are met, then we can work on our health. So,
why did FHN decide they wanted to implement this type of an initiative? There must be a lot of demand for it.
There really is. And FHN actually went out and did a health assessment for our community. And with that health assessment, they realized that there's so many basic needs that need to get done. And so they created a program called DOTS, which stands for Doors of Team Support. And the DOTS program was a way to connect FHN with all these agencies that we have in town so that together we can help support our community. And the Complex Care Program arose out of that. So the Complex Care Manager, the nurse that's working with people, can actually be the one to connect people with not just FHN, but with everyone else in town.
And is that your job?
That's my job.
Okay. So you are that complex care manager. So about how many patients are you currently working with?
We're currently working with about 40 patients right now. There's two complex care managers hired at this time, but we have a lot more to come. So they can be more regionally focused. And it's a great program that's really growing.
Now, does somebody have to be a current patient of FHN to take advantage of this?
At this time, no. You can actually, we get referrals from the community agencies. And we will work with anybody because really we want people to have their best lives.
Absolutely. What are some of the partners or who are some of the partners that FHN works with in this complex care?
Oh, we have so many partners at this point. We work regularly with the Senior Resource Center, with RAMP, Doors, Voices, the VAC of Stevenson County, so the Veterans Affairs Commission, NICA, FACC, the health department, and they have so many wonderful departments within the health department. We've got WIC, AOK Kids, and Well Women, the Wise Woman program too, Salvation Army, Mother Hubbard's Cupboard. And at this point, we're even partnering with like the fire department to start a mobile integrated program.
What are the ages of the people that you work with?
Really, at this point, it's ages 18 and over, and we'll go up to 18 to 218.
Because I just initially, when you started talking about this, I'm thinking of elderly people, which obviously mm-hmm. there's that need there, but younger people could take advantage as well.
Oh, definitely, because really, even you just get out of high school, you're let loose on the world, and you'd still need some help navigating everything that's out there. So we're trying to help as many people as we can.
So what kind of results are you seeing?
We've seen some amazing results. The we're helping people be more in control of their health care. So there's a sense of calm and being supported that really makes a difference in people's lives. They're able to work better with their doctors. They're able to understand their medications better. And they're spending less time in the emergency room, too. it's always better to spend time at home than anywhere else.
Do you know if this initiative has spurred any other broad efforts?
I know that with the partnership that FHN is doing with the fire department, they're going to be able to get out into the community even more and check on people in their homes, come to them, meet them where they're at.
Now, who pays for this? Is this something that insurance covers? Or
insurance does cover this, but at this point, it's a program that FHN is just offering while we see what difference it can make with the community.
Okay, so people need to contact you if they have questions or if they think this might be something that would help them.
Yeah, they can contact me or they can contact their providers, too, who can connect them with our program as well.
So what is the best way to become part of this complex care at FHN, this effort?
Best way is actually to start by working with your provider.
Okay.
And talking to them about the complex care program, and they can make a referral. Otherwise, my contact number I can give out too. So.
And what is that?
It's 815-599-6434.
Or if they just call the switchboard and ask for complex care, I'm sure they'll get them to them.
Yep.
Get them to the right place. And is there information about this on the FHN website?
There is.
FHN.org.
FHN.org.
Easy to find, easy to navigate. I know that's a real nice website. So, Rachel, this is super interesting. So, and I think the need is there. Obviously, FHN does too, or they wouldn't have started this. So, best of luck to you and folks listening. If you think in any way, shape, or form this could be helpful to you, contact FHN or someone that you know if you think it might be helpful to them. And, you know, at least get more information on it, right?
Right.
Great. Rachel Ahrens with FHN. She is a complex care manager. And again, you can go to FHN.org for more information. This is Talk of the Town.